Like the rest of the travel industry around the world, the UK's biggest airport is battling to recover from the impact of the coronavirus. Heathrow reported a 97% slide in passenger numbers for May. It's already cut a third of managerial roles, and now more are set to be on the way. The company won't say exactly how many, but it employs 7,000 people in frontline jobs, and John Holland-Cade, the chief executive, has said he can't rule out further losses. It comes just days after he warned that the government's new coronavirus quarantine measures will make things worse, putting potentially 25,000 jobs at risk.